Okay, we're back to the Mishnah. Acharayim v'toich. Case two, the second Mila in the Mishnah. My, what everyone's waiting for, my Acharayim v'toich. What does it mean? The outside of the kli and the inside of the kli. What's this mean? Kiritnam. We got a Mishnah that explains this point. Kli, a vessel. Shenitzmat, that it became tomei. Achorav, the outside. Okay, so if the outside of the kli became tamei, first of all, we're not talking about a kli cheres, an earthenware vessel, because an earthenware vessel doesn't accept tuma from the outside. Okay, so we're talking about a wooden kli or a metal kli. Okay? Now, and it, how is it the outside was tamei with a mashkin, with water, with a liquid, sorry, a drink, let's call it a drink. Ah, so if something was tummy with a drink, how can a kli be tummy with a liquid? We know that a kli is only mekabel tumor from an aver tumor. Yeah, and mashkin is not an aver tumor, right? Coca-Cola, wine, whatever, these drinks cannot be an aver tumor. They just can't be, right? So so here, this is obviously a tumor de Rabbanon, okay? So what is this tumor de Rabbanon over here? Like this. So we saw what liquids are tamei midoraisa is the spit of a zav, right? If a zav would spit on somebody, that would create a tumor deraisa. So there are some liquids that are also, yeah, maybe the urine of a zav. Can be careful of a zav, right? Okay, so certain mashkins can be mitame a kli midoraisa. So the chazal were concerned, and they basically made a gezerah that mashkim, tameim, can also tammy up a kli. Because of, so people shouldn't make mistakes between this liquid and this liquid. So seeing as some liquids can tammy up, yeah, and I think there's a bit more to it as well, because also I think a liquid also has the ability to machshir, that's with fruit, actually, let's leave that point out. Okay, fine. So basically this is gezerah de rabbanon, atu, right, some liquids that are a deraisa, yeah, and we say it's tamis up this kli, okay? So what's the din? Achorav, the back of it, the outside is tameim. Okay, however, toichoi, the inside part, ogno is like a large rim, which is usable, okay? Oiznoi is like the handle of a cup, you know, that kind of, one of those kind of handles. Rest in the hand of a barrel. The yodov. A yodov is like the handle of a frying pan. You know, like the stick kind of handle that sticks out. Okay? Tahorin. Those are tahor. Okay? So the outside is tamei, but the other parts are tahor. So first of all, now with tumor deraisa, yeah, there's no such thing as like partial tumor, like with the hat, right? With the hands, you can't. That's if just your hands are tamei, that's a derabonin, right? So if just part of the kli is tamei, that's a derabonin. So why did they do that? Yeah, because they want to show you over here that this is only partially tamei, because this is only became tamei with liquids midrabonin. So you shouldn't come to burn. Let's say if a person used with this kli, kodshim, right? He put some holy wine in it. So now he's going to say, oh, this holy wine is tamei. So you know what he's going to do now? He's going to say, you know what the din is if you got with maybe what, or food, let's say food or something. You've got to burn it. Yeah? So, you know, but the problem is over here, midoraisa, this, the contents of this kli are not tamei midoraisa. So you don't want to, you're not supposed to burn them. So you should realize that you're not going to burn these things that became tamei. So they basically showed to you that this is, they made a chiluk. The difference between the outside of the kli and the inside of the kli. You just said the outside is tamei and not the inside. Nitma, right, okay, that's that. But if it's nitma toichu, if the inside became tamei, kulo is tamei. All of it is tamei. Fine. Okay, I'm just going to read that over now.
Drabonon or deraisa?
The old drabonon, it's my mashkin.
Old drabonon. Okay.
Yeah. But we only made a distinction if the outside became tummy. You know, I'm just going to read this over again just to get as a flow with like because it's just so much explanation again. So acharayim v'toich. What are acharayim v'toich? So my acharayim v'toich, what is acharayim v'toich? Kidding them, we're learning the Mishnah. Kli, a vessel, she got shenitma, that got, became tamei, acharav, the back of it, and we're talking about a metal kli or a wooden kli, but mashkin, it became tamei with some kind of drink. So acharav tameim, the outside is tamei, however, toich on the inside, v'oigno, the rim, ozno, the handle, the yod of another kind of handle, tohurin. And if nitma, the inside became tamei with mashkin, with a drink, toichoi, kulo tamei, it's all tamei. Okay. A beit ha-tzvita. What is this beit ha-tzvita? That is a continuation of the mission. That was another part of the kli. So what is this part of the kli? We're not really familiar with this beit ha-tzvita. Okay? V'chule. My beit ha-tzvita. What is the beit ha-tzvita? So, ama Rabbi Yehuda, ama Shmuel. Yeah? Mokum sh'tzov toi. It's the place that you grab it. It's a handle, basically. So this has a function to it. So if that will become Tomei with regards to Truma, that handle would be Tomei, and the rest of the Kli would be Tahor, and not the case with Kodesh. The Chayin Oimer, and similarly it says, with Boaz and Ruth, yeah, V'yatz Beit La Koli. And he handed over to her, to Ruth, some koli, I think it's roasted grains. Okay, so you see, when you hand something to somebody, yeah, okay, then you use it, you do it with the handle. So that's also the way you grasp something as well. So we see the yatz beit is a handle. Okay, so Rebbe Asi, and Rebbe Yochanan, he's got a different answer. What's beit ha-tzvita? Mokum shenikia das, who's means really the cleaned minded people. So Rashi explains that these are the mufunokim, back to the mufunokim, the sensitive people. Soivin. So what's soivin over here? Soivin over here means, well, normally it means to die, right? So if you look at Rashi explains basically, well, you know when you go to a kiddush and you have the vegetable platters. Yeah, and the vegetable platters in the middle, right, you have the, you know, the Thousand Island dressing, right? So sometimes the ones, you have these special vessels that have a little, for the Thousand Island dressing in the middle, they have like a little raised up part. Okay? So for the dipping, right? So that's basically a base of tzvita. You have this vessel, and it has a little raised up part in the middle for dipping things. So they used to, what did they used to dip in the past? They didn't have Thousand Island dressing. Okay, so what did they have? They had wine, they had koimetz, they had vinegar, and they also had, well, let's say vinegar. Okay, so vinegar used to be wine vinegar. Yeah, so wine vinegar is very red. So I'm wondering if maybe what it means with the tzoivin is that, you know, we say ein tzvi ba'oichlein, when they dip, you know, the food in it, it gets red. So when the dipping is a way of saying dipping, it's called the tzoivin, is where they dip. So basically, here it means basically the place where they dip the food. But maybe it's called soybean because the food becomes dyed. I don't know. Rashi doesn't say that. I'm suggesting that. Anyway, but basically it's the dipping spot. Okay? So if that will become tamei, yeah, then the rest of the kli would not become tamei. Okay, we're just explaining what is the function of that bit of the kli, which is like independent.
What's that got to do with finicky people?
Yeah, very good. The Rabbeinu Chananel's got a better pshat, which is, right, yeah, it doesn't, yeah. They're just particular, I suppose. It's the particular people. It's hard to translate the word mufunokim. It's got different.
Meaning only particular people do this dipping?
Yeah, I mean, I think other people, they just like, you know, some people just like pour the vinegar, I suppose, all over the salad, you know, the dish anyway. But these people like everything separate, you know, compartmentalized. Okay? Tani Rav Bivoy. So Rav Bivoy taught a brisa, Kami the Rav Nachman, in front of Rav Nachman. It says, Kol HaKelim, all of the vessels, Ein Lehem Achorayim V'toich. They don't have Achorayim V'toich. So this is basically meaning if they don't have, that means if one part becomes Tomei, all of them becomes Tomei. Yeah, Achad, whether it's Kodshe Miz Mekdash, basically Kodesh, or whether the Achad Kodshei Gvul, or it's the Kodshim of the Gvul. What's Kodshei Gvul? Kodshei of Gvul means basically things though which within the parameter and the border of Eretz Israel. Okay, so Amalei, this doesn't make sense, right? Kodshia Gvul, the things that are in the borders of Israel, Maininhu, what is that? Truma. Right? Vatanan. And we said, Acharayim Vatoich, Obeisa Tzvisa Latruma. We know that there are separate, compartments, whatever, for Truma, that if one becomes Tomei, the rest of it doesn't become Tomei. So it's basically saying, you're not going like the Mishnah. So says Rav Nachman to him, to this Tana, to Rabbi Voy, Dilma Lechulin Shna Salatariz Kodesh Kamat. Maybe when you said that Brisa over, you didn't really mean Kodshia Gvul. Yeah? Maybe you meant it was the Chulin. Well, or it could be basically you touch it up. The Nasa al Torah of Kodesh, meaning it's the simulated Kodesh, which a person could eat anywhere, anywhere in Israel. It's not talking about Truma. And really it means, which we know, it's the simulated Kodesh. And says Rav Nachman, and furthermore, Ad Karton Milson, you reminded me of something. To Amar Rabba Ba'avua, that Rabba Ba'avua said, Achas Esrei Mailos, Shonu Kan. There are 11, right? Quoting what we said before, there are 11 milers Shanu Khan. The Sheish Rishonos, and which miler? We're in miler number 2, right? Right now. Sheish Rishonos, the first 6, Bein Lekodesh, Bein Lechulin, Shanas Al Taraz Kodesh, they apply to actual Kodesh and simulated Kodesh. Achronos, the latter ones, apply to Kodesh of Al Lechulin, Shanas Al Taraz Kodesh. And they do not apply. So perhaps you meant the simulated Kodesh. And if you turn over the previous Amud, yes, from the last time, if you look at the top of the page, this statement, 2 lines down, look who said this. To Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Ba'avua, Yud Aleph Milu Shanu Kan. So that was, Rav Nachman was quoting his Rebbe. So basically, this thing that the Tanna said in front of him reminded him, Rav Nachman, of what his Rebbe said. And the Rebbe of Rav Nachman, we learn from right over here, he was not just quoting him, his Rebbe, says Rashi, was Rabba Ba'avuha. Okay. We shall stop there.
I thought the top 6, according to Rav Nachman, in the Mishnah, were the ones that were